The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Cool. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. I know I'm inundating you with a lot of information. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. If you'd like to check out our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page, please go to it, like it, check it out. We're feeding you information always. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And speaking of judgment and establishing righteousness, what did you say over there, Jake?
Oh, there's a teacher in New York.
You mean there's actually good news out there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if we're willing to fight for it, right?
That's right.
Fighting the good fight of faith. Oh, I see how that works. Then salvation is wrought. Liberation from bondage.
Hey, we're sitting in that good news that men fought for.
Amen.
The United States of America.
Amen.
A teacher just sued a school after they banned inspirational quotes that she had in her classroom. Now, this is a classroom teacher. You know, I've seen documentaries and I've watched things. You know, you pull their kids from the public schools. I don't disagree with that. Or you have teachers and superintendents that are like, you know, I just had to quit. It was getting, and I'm thinking, why didn't you get fired? You should have been working so hard.
I had the atheist in the back that nobody likes.
Right.
He kept chewing on my ankle, man. I had to quit.
I thought maybe I might get sued or something.
He called me a name.
Oh, I couldn't handle it, so I started my own nonprofit cloister of homeschooling children.
Yeah, and we have pizza parties, and we play secular music to try to save people to Jesus.
Right. So we don't wear it.
That takes a little sheep.
Yes, we have sheep coming out. So this woman steps up to the plate. She had a Ronald Reagan quote. It was one of the inspirational quotes. It wasn't a sheep quote. This was a Ronald Reagan quote. It said, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Well.
True that.
Well.
She said, it's indicative of the speech deemed unacceptable by the school, is what the school superintendent. Now, this is the point they went. Officials literally went through her classroom with a fine-tooth comb and removed anything that had anything to do with Christianity.
She was a criminal.
Exactly.
Wow.
She said, I've never seen anything like it.
Shout and shoot.
Yep.
Shout and shoot. Intimidate. Use fear.
In addition to the quotes on her desk and the classroom walls, administrators also forced the teacher to remove a box available for students with prayer requests.
Oh, my God.
The Students' Bible Club would collect the requests and include them in prayers during meetings. The superintendent admonished the teacher, saying, under no circumstance should you participate in the club's meeting or activities.
Yeah.
So this girl...
You don't tell me to leave my faith at the door, dog. You better just wake up and smell the coffee.
Yes,
you don't tell me what I believe. You forgot Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, and you better back up,
right,
brother from another mother.
And these folks need to be reminded, and when they refuse that reminder...
And I understand that this lady reminded them that she was in the right, and the school is in the wrong.
And they have damaged her severely along with the kids in her school, and she's stepping up to the plate on behalf of her kids instead of complaining about...
Amen.
Jesus is coming soon, this is supposed to happen, it's in the Bible, the schools are going to turn against us, and let's just pray.
Well, you know, I got a question, Jake. I got a question, Jake. Because when I think of American heroes like George Washington, John Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, and our veterans, the Sons of Liberty, or the heroes of the faith like Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, the line of the tribe of Judah, I stop to think of their awful sacrifice, which they laid on the altar of freedom for each one of us in America to walk in today. Our founder said we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Yet, today in this country, I see many leaders in the professed Christian community and the professed patriotic and the saltless conservative rings do nothing but talk, talk, talk like a bunch of birds. Yep.
The devil, the devil, the devil!
Or, look at the government's doing. They're going to blow us up.
Oh.
We're all going to die. But, like a group of dogs chasing their tails, they say much and do little or nothing. They're capitulating diplomats, and the more I become acquainted with the American supposed leadership that the American people have tolerated over the last 50 years, the more I'm disheartened. I then understand why we are in trouble as a nation. And in the meantime, the younger generations, of which I am a part of, friends, and so is the other guy, have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But you know what, friends? The talk goes on. Talk, 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 talk. It's nothing but talk. Talk, talk, talk. That's it. Just nothing but talk, parrot. Listen, that's all I'm doing is talking, talking, talking. I sound like a parrot, a broken record. Well, that's exactly what it is, man. I listen to the radio. I can't even listen to it hardly, friends. I just turn the news on and I see Fox capitulate right along with everybody else. And they're supposed to be the best that we got. I'm not capping on Fox. Yeah. Fox raised the bar.
They're the only ones to talk about Benghazi.
Yeah. Our veterans, friends, fight, bleed, and die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution, to give you the freedoms that you have. And back here at home, the American people are debating away their veterans and sacrifices in which they laid on the altar of sacrifice for our freedoms.
Right.
And instead of standing up and fighting for our God-given liberties, they sit down and guess what they do, friends? They talk.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. What does the lack of leadership come to, friends? I can tell you. They're saving face. Well, America relinquishes their sovereignty to a foreign power. Can you imagine George Washington, friends, the first president of the United States, say, you know what, guys? I know there's a serious price to be paid through the Revolutionary War, but our future posterity isn't really worth it.
Yep.
Let's set up another panel to discuss it. You know, it's a good thing, professed church, that Moses didn't take a poll before he brought the children of Israel to the Promised Land. Isn't it? It's a good thing.
God.
That's exactly right. Or can you imagine Moses again taking a poll before leading the children of Israel out of Egypt? Or how about Jesus before going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, saying, it's not all expedient for my ministry to bear the shame in order to redeem mankind.
Undignified.
He who's been forgiven much loves much. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. That's what's missing in this equation, friends. And it's the fulfilling of the law. And as facetious as this might sound, this is exactly what America is and why it is in such a sad position. Our leaders have become politically correct, and friends, also the show hosts of the day. So they can hold on to their sponsors and their positions. They don't want to mar their reputation. They say it's too radical to stand up in the face of tyranny or to tell God's truth because they might be called haters by a group of criminals known as the homosexual community or the atheist community or the secular humanists. We're afraid of what they say. All 1.7% of them, friends. And we know the state-run media gets behind it, but we don't want anybody bad-talking us. But let me tell you this. Bad-talking you is only going to grow you up in the things of God. And what, are you supposed to go down a different path that Jesus Christ did when he said after his ascension, as the Father sent me, so I send you, as he showed the apostles and the disciples the hands and the feet in which had nail holes in them, friends? Because if that's you, I say shame upon you. These people lose face in their country while they're trying to save face. They are un-Christian, un-American, unpatriotic, hypocrites. And they understand not real love, friends. And in conclusion, listen to what the second president of the United States rightly said. Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedoms. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. School shooters and the pharmaceuticals coming up.
This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids. His passion for his God and for his country are evident in the way he presents the stark truth about the state of our nation. Now more than ever, we need warriors like Bradley who are unafraid to shine the light of truth into a dark and depraved culture. The way he defends liberty and the founding principles of our republic gives me hope for the future of America. Please be sure to view Bradley Dean's weekly video each Friday at WND.com. Thank you.
I really do appreciate that one.
Ron's an awesome guy.
No, he really is. That one really does mean a lot.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. That's great. But that's not what I was going to say, Heather. A nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law. You are the law. Thomas Jefferson. Better to say that.
TJ. Can always count on him.
Law? Well, who's he subjected to, Jake? What law is he
the
talking
law,
about?
Giver?
Isn't it interesting? Well, you know, I believe that the foundation of our country is morality. Well, morality is conformed to truth. The friend is, friends, the question is whose truth? Go to Webster's 1828. You'll find out over and over and over again, God's moral law. End of story. Yeah.
The laws of nature and nature's God.
Yes.
Who did Blackstone? Who is he talking about? There's a law that God has evidently put forth in nature.
Yeah.
And that's the God of Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then there's a law that's called revealed law, which is God's law, and that's the Bible. And our founders, when studying the documents of our foundation, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, what did our founders discuss? What was the topics of conversation in Congress? Out of all the writings and quotations that they analyzed, they found that 34% of all of their quotes came directly from the Bible.
John Locke, correct.
Well, the Bible. First, John Locke was the most quoted human author. No, was it Locke or Montesquieu?
Well, Locke was actually the one doing the history. Wasn't he? As long as the professors that used to tell the truth in America.
Boy, and then Locke was supposedly a deist. And then
It's amazing how they keep interjecting deism, isn't it?
And then he wrote his works about Christianity, defending the reasonableness of Christianity. Then people criticized him for defending Christianity. Then he wrote another book defending his stance on defending Christianity.
Do you think John Locke, though, the one that they called the deist by these revisionists, purpose friends.
Those revisionists.
Deist. I mean, God's there, but he doesn't intervene. Well, I wonder if John Locke ever ate or he had all of his provisions and
he probably ate.
I wonder if God answered his prayers, because if that's the case, then so much for deism, right?
Well, we know for sure.
If God didn't answer my prayers, friends, I wouldn't serve him.
If God didn't answer your prayers, then he wouldn't be God, and we better figure out what we're doing wrong.
That's right.
God is God, and he does answer prayers.
And let's go before that. Well, if God didn't reach out to us by his spirit, we wouldn't pray in the first place.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah. We'd be lost.
Yeah, yeah. The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this.
That's right.
The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. That's great.
You know, you brought up the last segment we were talking
about. You're really talking way too much on my time, dog.
This is so good.
Friends, if you want to call in, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We're getting posts and we're vetting. 1-877-807-9977.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, the Bible says.
Are you in Hebrews 11?
I'm there.
Amen.
Wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Well, we could consider that Britain if we're talking about our founding fathers.
Quenched
the violence of fire.
Yep.
Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of aliens. And it continues to go on. But it talks about the beginning. Who through faith. Now, how does faith work? How does a man do all those things that I just discussed? Faith works by love. If you don't have love, you don't have faith. If you don't have faith, you don't have an active and living operation of the Spirit of God in your life. You're not able to do the things that our founders were able to do. You're not able to do the things that Christians should be doing every day in society.
Yes.
If you're saltless, you're good for nothing, the Bible says.
But and to be trampled out, under feet of men. Yeah.
Thrown in the dunghill.
Yep.
There's no point to it.
Poop.
That's right.
Yep.
Faith works by love.
Yes.
If you're not doing, it's because you don't love.
Well, I love Jesus.
Well, show us. How are we supposed to know? By demonstration.
Well, just 90% of them, you can listen to their mouth for about 2 minutes and you can figure out what Jesus they're talking about, and it's not the one of the Bible. Yeah.
Yeah. I blanking love Jesus. I smoke Christian cigarettes. I drink Christian liquor at the Christian ball games. Really? Who christened them? The
Pope? I haven't heard that before, Jake.
Well, I used to do street keys. You will come out.
Man, now don't you judge. Thou shalt not judge me.
I'm playing the Christian lottery.
It's time for you to judge. That is the problem with your country. You've been duped out of it by these hirelings in the pulpit, friends. To judge within means get the evil out, friends. That's what it means. And when Jesus would said, judge not, lest thou be judged, he was telling the hypocrites, listen, first pull the mote out of your own eye before you go around telling other people how they're supposed to live their lives. Put it in context. The Bible teaches nothing but to judge in righteousness.
Matter of fact,
hello? What was the cross?
Christ was making a judgment when he told them not to judge, wasn't he?
He said righteous judgment. Yes.
So anyways, it has to be according to God's standard.
Can we get to school shooters,
Jake?
Man, you are a long-winded
brother. Shooting, I want to bring another bit of good news.
Anybody got that vinegar squirt gun back there, please? I want it.
I'll close my
eyes. Just open your mouth a little. There
you
go.
Ching, ching. So anyways, there's a New York newspaper.
The New York newspaper had to remove the controversial gun map data because of public outcry. They finally capitulated and gave in. Hey, I'll tell you why. Because
you mean the people stood up in New York.
Yep.
They gave it back to the people that posted the names and addresses, friends. The bloggers went and found out who did the posting, and they posted their picture and their address up online. That didn't go over very well. Then they went out and got guards to protect them, armed guards, friends.
Oh, and I promise
this is what you are putting up with, friends.
So the paper got armed.
Wow.
I promise you, the subscribers to that paper, there was probably only 100 in the first place. They probably all reneged their subscription.
The people stood up. They went back, enforced the laws. Mm-hmm. The papers can do that not again.
Mm-hmm.
I said that King James Version. And that wasn't Yoda, dog.
Not again.
No.
Nationwide high noon rallies oppose Obama's gun grab. Hey, many of you folks may
47 states are saying no to it. There's even states and communities, friends, where they're actually disannulling Obama. And this is exactly what needs to happen. Sheriffs are standing up all over the country. Governors are standing up and disannulling Obama.
Amen.
That's exactly what needs to happen.
Because an authority based on tyranny is not an authority over the people.
A king that will not be ruled by law is no king indeed. In this man, it thinks he's a king.
Yep.
He ain't mine.
No, he's not.
No. And if you think he's yours, you better wake up and smell the coffee.
And right now, rallies
are going
on.
Somebody better sit yourself down.
Right now, there is plenty of people smelling coffee at rallies going on in 49 states around this country rallying against this. Don't just petition, folks. Stand. Let them see your teeth.
Speaking of standing, here we go again. Getting more emails here, friends. Great show. By the way, my first time listening, you guys are doing the Lord's work. 1-877-807-9977. We got all these Nicodemuses, Jake.
Lots of people emailing.
Hey. School shooters and pharmaceutical companies. One more point before we jump to the next topic. I kind of jump around once in a while to listen to what I can listen to, and I share this quite often. It's really disheartening when you see very few out there taking a stand and standing on our documents, friends, talking about who we are, where it is who we came from, so we know where we're going. And yesterday I was listening to a very well-known talking head, because that's all I could listen to, and he was talking about this mental illness, taking on the mentality of the Obama administration, saying we're not mentally ill. No, I know, but back in 2001, you weren't a terrorist. Neither were you. Now the DHS has named you a terrorist. And now what you have is a president of corporate America that comes along and says, you know what? We need to bring in 23 executive orders, unlawful, might I add, and unconstitutional, might I add, which means they're null and void. They mean nothing, friends. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Jake, what did you say about that yesterday?
If it's
there's no lawful authority.
That's right. If there's no, that's right. You base your authority off of the Constitution, which bases the authority off of God. If a man comes out like me and I run out in the middle of the street and I say, everybody, I want everybody to stop driving their cars today. They're going to look at me like I'm a lunatic. They don't have to listen to me. If Obama comes out and says, everybody, I've got an executive order. People just keep walking past because an executive
order
is not in the Constitution.
Null and void. That's right.
We don't care if you have children in front of you and you've got all the cameras out. It doesn't matter.
Out of thin air.
Yep.
But what are they talking about, friends? What are they talking about? Yep. Mental illness. Did you know that through Obamacare and through one of his illegal executive orders, he's empowering doctors to begin to vet you? Did you know that?
Snitch on.
Did you know that, friends? Now you have the saltless conservatives, the talking heads, America. Guess what they're doing? They're falling right in line with this administration. But we're not mentally ill. No, I know.
Why
a doctor asks me if I have a gun, I'm going to look at him and say, dude, you got to be. I mean, do you have one? Yeah, I didn't come here for you to vet me for a tyrant in the White House that the American people tolerate. That's not what I came here for. I came here because I got a cold. Oh, that's right. You can't even come up with the cure for a common cold.
Ooh.
Or a bald-headed man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the lady with the issue of blood?
Mm-hmm.
She touched Jesus and she was immediately healed. Yep. What was that?
One touch with the Lord. She spent all of her substance on doctors.
Yes, she did. But Jesus, that one touch, he is the same yesterday, today,
brother,
forever, friends. I promise when we come back, right after this break, we are going to get to school shooters. This is all Jake's fault, friends.
So much.
But this is so important that you understand what's going on. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. ADHD? Really? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. What was Adam Lanza on?
Ooh.
What was that shooter on from Aurora, Colorado, James
Virginia
Holmes?
Virginia Tech.
Ooh, antidepressants, friends.
Columbine.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Verkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verkey Guy offers amazing specials for Verkey Water Filtration Systems. The Verkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. I got people going back and forth with me on my Facebook. It's like, okay.
What's your Facebook?
A lady says, we're not supposed to tell people how to judge. Really? Well, next time you get pulled over for breaking the law, speeding, tell the cop, rip up the ticket, throw it on the ground, and say, who are you to judge me? See how that works out. That's called antinomianism, friends, and that is a modern gospel here, right there. One that doesn't understand. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, evil men understand not judgment. And they that forsake the law praise the wicked. And that's exactly what you have. Instead of dealing with the wicked, they're looking for an excuse to stay where they're at. And they paint themselves in a corner for judgment is what they do. But let's get over to school shooters and the pharmaceutical companies. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Who said that? I didn't. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, founding member, Royal College of General Practitioners. One of the most celebrated battle rifle manufacturers, John Nevesky, mysteriously died in a car crash days after posting on Facebook about the link between psychotropic drugs and shootings. This was last week, friends. John Nevesky is one of a few prominent Second Amendment supporters to be killed this month under mysterious circumstances. Remember we were talking about dictators, friends? Remember how people would just mysteriously die off? Less than a week before he died, Nevesky ended his Facebook post with, what drugs was school shooter Adam Peter Lanza on? That was his last post. So respectfully, where John left off, I'll take over and give America the answers that John and the American people were looking for. There's been a dramatic rise in the sale of antidepressants in the past decade alone. Listen carefully. According to the IMS, health sales of antidepressants in the United States surpassed $11 billion in 2010. For all you Bushites out there, you can thank Papa Bush for that one. George Bush Sr., the one that was calling for a New World Order over 212 times from the presidential pulpit. You've been deceived, friends. Antidepressants are one of the most commonly prescribed drug classes. 4 out of 5 physicians prescribing antidepressants are not even psychiatrists, and the drugs are increasingly being given for more non-psychiatric uses.
Right.
This dramatic increase in usage could possibly be in direct connection to the controversial, listen carefully again, my friends, teen screen survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools. How convenient. Teen screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of students over the past decade. More and more public schools have brought in the manipulative survey for children, setting them up for a prescription. Yes, you heard me right. For example, one of the questions asked is, has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or as smart as other people? Another question is, in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? Now, the first question, no, I've never felt that way. My wife tells me I'm handsome every day of my life. Now, Jake, that's a face only a mother could love.
But I don't take antidepressants.
Okay.
No way.
Okay, but the second one, do you have less energy today than you did before? Oh. I feel that almost every day. What, so I need to be set up for a prescription drug, a dangerous psychotropic drug that used to be illegal in the 50s on the streets? These used to be street drugs, friends. Now, for some reason, they're legal to put your kids on. They're setting them up for the fall through something called teen screen. Nearly 20% of students who take the survey, listen carefully, then labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription. How convenient.
And of course, they don't make any money off
no,
of that.
No. Hang on, I'm getting to that. Sure. The process is being sold as suicide prevention. However, the United States Preventive Services Task Force found no evidence that the screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. Keep that in mind. In past generations, parents would train their children in the way that they should go, and I hope you still are, friends, using the rod of correction, Proverbs 22, to drive foolishness from the hearts of their children. Well, the pharmaceutical companies compete for the position contrary to that which God commanded. So in the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day while America's students are being used as political and medical guinea pigs. True that. So let's read the black box warnings on the antidepressants box. This is what it says. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and listen to this. Homicidal ideation. Murder.
That's not supposed to help depressed people.
That's the point. Suicidal ideation? Wait. I thought this was to prevent suicide. And friends, for any of those that are listening to me right now, listen. Suicide is a prevention. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Life is uphill. It's not easy. But when you work hard, the benefits pay off, especially when you're working for the Lord. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, these are the side effects of these drugs. Hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. These are the side effects of the drugs. Friends, have you ever heard the commercials where they go on? It's a minute commercial. And they go on about the side effects for 45 seconds, and for 5 seconds they tell you the benefit of using the drugs. Here, I'll give it to you really quick. Go ahead and play that really quick.
If you're dealing with the pain of chapped elbows, find freedom with Flarinex.
Warning, side effects include dry mouth, headache, nausea, bloating, cramping, baldness, loss of vision or hearing, sterility, vertigo, irregular bowel movements, inability to control, gangrene, paralysis, osteoporosis, lowered immunity, leprosy, brain damage, internal bleeding. If you're pregnant or nursing or know someone who is, or if you work closely with chemicals, wood, paper, or computers, if your family has a history of cancer, alcoholism, or old age, if you live alone, if you own a car or truck, if you do not live alone, if you are taking other medications such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen, consult your doctor to see if Flarinex is right for you.
Flarinex. Freedom from dry chest.
True,
elbows.
That was created, but that's how ridiculous it is. And it may be funny, friends, but the topic that I'm talking about isn't funny at all. See, they're telling you the crimes that they're being used to promulgate and advocate against children. Listen to this. To take it a step further, the video below actually explains. I had a video on my WND article, but I want you to understand that what we found was that when they were doing their homework on the pharmaceutical companies, there was a great percentage of the research found that almost half of all of
their budget,
their budget was being used as to how to promote the drugs rather than to see if the drugs were safe to sell in the first place.
Yeah, their marketing budget was far bigger than their research budget. And folks, you can find this column right on our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. I encourage you to like the page. I've been watching during the show. You guys have been liking it. But we just also posted the school shooting video on Facebook that talks about school shooters and pharmaceuticals. This is a very serious, serious topic.
Yeah, I want to get to that, too, because I think people need to understand, speaking of Adam Lanza, to answer John's question and to answer the question marks that America has been asking concerning pharmaceutical drugs and the antidepressant companies and the dangers of these dangerous psychotropic drugs, Adam Lanza, quote, unquote, we know from what Louise Tambisco, a family friend of the shooter and his mother, told the CBS News program 60 Minutes that Lanza was on medication and everything. I knew he was on medication, but that's all I know. Heather, did you want to help me out on that one? Redaction?
Yes, with James Holmes.
Oh, that was James Holmes. Hang on a second, then just stand by. The Denver Post reported January 7th that, according to newly released court papers, police removed a number of prescription medication bottles, four to be exact, from Holmes' apartment shortly after clearing it of explosives in the days following the July 20th shooting, the Aurora Theater. They also seized immunization records. Okay, Heather?
What kind of drugs was this kid on? What kind of drugs were all these school shooters on?
I'm going to get there.
And that column, this column that we're reading now, again, it's on Facebook, yeah. Sons Liberty Radio.
And what about the kickbacks? What about the kickbacks the doctors are getting?
Mm-hmm.
Vacations. Heather, did you want to add on to that?
Yeah, that during the court trial, the trial last week on James Holmes, that all of the medical records were heavily redacted, the names of the medications that he was on.
Did the same thing for the shooter. I believe it was it Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold? Was it Dylan?
I know that Eric Harris, they knew that he was on Luvox, but yeah. Dylan Klebold, I think his is covered up.
They covered all his medical records.
Really? What a convenient rule. Because I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are busted for crimes against humanity, and for some reason the judges, which they're not judges, friends, they're tyrants in black robes, are withholding information that will incriminate these criminals.
Yep. Let's show the bigger picture.
Because it's about money. You can ask George Bush Sr. about that.
I mean, why was there never school shootings in the 40s and the 50s? People didn't ask the question, well, we need to get rid of guns. If a child was misbehaving and he did something stupid, well, then he was disciplined, right?
Yeah.
But nowadays, instead of discipline, they throw them on antidepressant drugs. So instead of people asking the question, number one, why do we have public schools the way that they are federally controlled? Number two, why do we have our kids put on these drugs that are psychotropic and they're stimulants and they mess with the mind in ways that doctors have no clue, and they'll even admit to you they don't have any clue? Those aren't the questions asked. It's, oh, we need to get
a lot
rid
of the
drugs.
A lot of the kids also believe that they're being opened up onto a spiritual world.
Well, that's what happens.
They see, they have visions, they have nightmares.
They're under the influence. They black out.
Yep.
They don't know what they've just done.
Yep.
They create stories they think are reality, but they're really not reality. And you just said it. All you got to do is read the warning labels on these drugs.
Isn't it interesting they always hallucinate until they commit the crimes? Well, the thought was real, wasn't it? Therefore, they took the thought on and committed the crime. Yeah. What was he hallucinating about? Well, he committed the crime. Who taught him to commit the crime?
That's right.
Is there a spiritual world? Absolutely there is, friends. Absolutely incredible. When we come back, we're going to talk about the school shooters, the history of antidepressants, and I'm going to bring you down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoa. Last school shootings. What were they on? Friends, sit down. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about the dangers of antidepressants and how it's contrived. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
About the dangers of antidepressants and what kind of drugs are these kids on, school shooters and the pharmaceutical companies. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, founding member, Royal College of General Practitioners, said ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. And we know back in 2010, friends, that they actually made $11 billion. Pharmaceutical companies off the ignorance of the American people.
What a lucrative profession.
Indeed. Mark Andre Gagnon, and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent more than 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% on research and development in 2004. That's criminal, friends. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make it sure or vouchsafed as being safe for your kids to be on. Friends, you need to do what God said, not what the pharmaceutical companies say. But what, again, they're doing is they're putting something called teen screen. And by the way, Obama just did it through one of his illegal executive orders. He's teaching, or he's empowering, he's deputizing doctors to turn in gun owners. That's right. Where it will start, or anybody that disagrees with his administration. We're seeing this through the DHS, so on and so forth. Friends, you know, you really need to wake up and capture your country, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. But I want to get back to the school shooters and what they were on.
You just made a great point, okay. And I do want to bring it up, because it's one that I have never heard before or thought of. He's deputizing doctors. These doctors have private practices. They're not agents of the government, but he's deputizing.
They are now,
them.
If they fall in line and or submit to
that's
it.
That's right. You see how tyranny develops here. You go to the doctor, what, to help you?
Hitler did this. Yeah. Does anybody pay attention to our history? Hitler did the exact same. Who was Mengele?
Mm-hmm.
He was a doctor. He was a criminal doctor. He used to jump on pregnant women until they would give birth to their baby's friends. I'm not kidding you.
So you have private practice doctors now being deputized by this administration, taking the private sector that's supposed to work for you. When I go to a doctor, he works for me. He's supposed to fix me. When I go to an auto mechanic, he's supposed to fix my car. But now he's being used to snitch on me.
But remember, medical, the medical industry is called practice.
That's true.
Yeah.
Private practice.
School shooters. Talked about James Holmes, antidepressants, Adam Lanza, antidepressants. Kit Kingle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was prescribed Prozac. Huh. Jeff Weiss, we actually did this kid's high school. Age 17 from Red Lake, Minnesota, killed nine people and then himself. He was on Prozac. He killed both of his grandparents. His grandpa was the sheriff of the county. Eric Harris, school shooter for Columbine High School, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. Huh. What about Klebold? At least one public report exists of a friend of Klebold who witnessed Klebold taking the antidepressants Paxil and Zoloft and urged him to come off of them. Officially, Klebold's medical records remain sealed.
He was calling.
Folks, this is crime. This is crime. A judge to seal these records, who is he protecting? The pharmaceutical companies, friends. Let me go on here. TJ Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded six at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. ADHD. What did that Mr. Hamlin say again? Man, I'm telling you what, he said ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Wow. Chris Pittman, age 12 years old, shot and killed his grandparents at close range and then set their house on fire. Who would tell him to do something like that? He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded two teachers and then three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Interesting. Corey Badsgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. I'm not blaming the kids, friends. I'm not even blaming the drugs. I'm blaming the parents that allowed the drug companies to force their kids to take him in the first place.
And the judges for covering it up.
Thank you. See what happens to a nation that forsakes God?
That's right.
It's right here, friends. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot a fellow student in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. Bradley Voorhees, by the way, Jake, we shared some of this information over the past week. I sat down with Bradley Voorhees as well. Bradley Voorhees shot his wife 21 times, friends. Not once, not twice, 21 times. Both myself and the other guy went to visit him in Stillwater, Minnesota, where, by the way, he spends the rest of his life in prison. He told me, Bradley, I don't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. Just doing what the doctor said. What about Virginia Tech? Cho Sung Huey. He went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people in a college. He was prescribed Prozac. By the way, that was a gun-free zone. Just don't forget that, friends. Friends, the list goes on and on and on and on. But again, just like a pack of cigarettes, the Surgeon General already tells you, man, you don't want to do this.
Here's the warning.
Well, you know what they're doing is they're emboldening friends to go ahead and put them on black boxes. And the pros don't outweigh the cons. The cons outweigh the pros. Completely backwards. But yet, America is duped into putting their kids on antidepressants, and the pharmaceutical companies are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day. What's the problem? We've forsaken our God.
I love America. Too, just little common practical things. It was in the documentary Supersize Me, you had an alternative school of a bunch of kids that had behavioral problems. They acted up, so they stuck them in this place. And you know what they did there? They had the audacity to take away the Mountain Dew and the pop machines, take away the sugary snacks, yep, and fed them. I don't know if it was organic, but it was definitely a
fruits
healthy
and vegetables
diet.
Yep.
Fruits, vegetables, the proper mix, water, milk. And guess what? Those crazy, erratic kids that were so spontaneous in their behavior all of a sudden started behaving.
Yep.
All all because they took him off the Mountain Dew.
Do you think, sugar. Do you think, Jake? I mean, does common sense come into play here?
I would say.
Yeah.
Common sense is not very common anymore. But it's called common sense, so it's supposed to be common.
That's right. I mean, it's common enough here. But is it? As long as you have your credentials.
That's true. If you got a credential.
If you got credentials, you don't have to worry about common sense.
No way. Are you kidding me? Now you create common sense.
Speaking of doctors and professors, friends, what good are they? Kind of going out into up this branch on the left side of the tree now. What good are these doctors? What good are their degrees and their credentials if they don't know how to tell you the truth?
Ooh.
Because, friends, they know exactly what I'm telling you is right on the money. They know, every one of them, friends.
And they spend.
This is like doctors saying, oh, we didn't know that they were dangerous. This is like the Germans killing off everybody that Hitler didn't agree with. Do the equation here, friends.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing. They know all the well what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
And so do the doctors.
They spend millions of dollars in paying out settlements and attorney fees to protect themselves.
But you never, ever hear about that.
Hundreds of millions,
nope.
I'm sure, at this point. And I know this firsthand personally. A person that I'm related to took one of these companies on for this reason. That Prozac drug that we're talking about, now it's banned from children certain ages. Why wasn't it banned before? Why did it take all these mass suicides of kids that were on Prozac? They were literally going crazy because the drug continues to work and never comes out of their system. But shuffle that.
If you guys want information on this, search out Ann Blake Tracy, friend. She's a friend of the ministry. She was the one that was a part of this whole court proceedings with the Columbine. She's seen all of this stuff taking place. And she is herself standing against the pharmaceutical giants across the countries. But again, these things wouldn't be happening had the people stood up against those that they allowed to serve we the people. The people that are serving we the people, they're the ones that are opening the doors to special interests to inundate your children with dangerous drugs.
You make a great point in the column that we're covering right now, found at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You have two things. You have a kid with a behavioral disorder. Well, the Bible says the foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Every child is going to misbehave. That's what kids do. So we move there, and now we have two ways to deal with it. Do we put him on a pharmaceutical drug, or do we discipline and chastise that son or that daughter? Well, think about how you and I were when we were kids. We were disciplined or chastised, and guess what? We became successful and we became better as a result of it. Our behavior was changed. Why? Because of discipline. So there's two ways to deal with problems nowadays. One of the ways, I know, discipline doesn't make any pharmaceutical companies millions of dollars. They can't buy off any congressmen or senators, and they can't play crooked games with our government. Well, that way we already know to be the way that America is taking these things nowadays. And look at what the fallout is. School shootings. Every one of these kids are doped up on antidepressants.
Let's get rid of the guns.
Literally doped up. Then we're going to grab the guns. We're going to keep coming up with the wrong solutions because we never dealt with the problem in the first place. And like you said, when we forsake God, we forsake all of our help. That is our mercy. Christ is our mercy. He demonstrated on the cross, and he demonstrates it for those that will stand for his cause in this country.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. This is the last attempt to throw some up on the board. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in, Monday.
Monday.
2 to 3 Central Standard.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.